Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention, please. We have our Grand Marshal here today. Many know him as a bit of a football player over the years. As I read earlier, the distinction of being the only player to have won the Heisman Trophy, the NCAA National Championship for the Trojans, Super Bowl, NFL MVP, and the Super Bowl MVP. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2000, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2003. Now, I guess, have a home here for, in a sense, with the Raiders being here, but the one and only Marcus Allen. Marcus, welcome to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Excited.
So I understand, you know, you have all these accolades, and that's pretty impressive. But the fact is, you now get to fill that hole of being the Grand Marshal for the Pennzoil 400 at presented by Jiffy Lube. Talk about what you've been able to see in just a few minutes you've been here at the track, because I know you just got here, but your thoughts on what this is all about.
Well, I talked to Tim Brown about it, and he told me how great it was, and so I was looking forward to it. I know Charles Woodson, I think, may be doing the Daytona 500.
Yep, he was there for that.
So, I'm really just excited to be here. You know, everybody talks about, you know, football and courage and stuff like that. Going as fast as these guys go, I think that's real courage. I don't think what we do is very, very challenging, actually, compared to what they do. So I'm excited to be here.
Great. We'll open it up to a couple questions. Anyone have any questions for Marcus? Holly, go ahead.
The unexpected question, but how much have you followed NASCAR much? And have you had a chance to meet any of the drivers?
I haven't. I met a few drivers. Obviously, I play a lot of golf with Michael Waltrip, but I also follow Jimmy Johnson a lot because he was from San Diego. And, you know, I was talking to my brothers earlier, and the question was asked about, you know, the history of NASCAR. And I said, well, you didn't have to be a big, even a race car fan to know the names of, you know, the King and Earnhardt and things like that. I mean, those just were synonymous with greatness, so those are the names that I constantly heard while I was growing up. Although I watched races, I didn't follow it as closely. But over the years, you know, I have friends that have participated in these events, and they told me how great it is. I did go to an Indy 500 before, and I found that rather fascinating. So I'm looking forward to this as well.
Marcus, I'm going to... The next person I have answering a question. Was there one there?
No. I was going to tell him the glasses are on the...
Oh, okay. we've got one right down the front here. Tim Pacman and Marcus, I'll give you a heads up. You got a Bills fan there. Just
huge,
so you're aware.
Huge Buffalo Bills fan right here.
13 seconds, man.
Don't get me going.
That was no, I know, come on.
I'm still drinking.
I always wonder why. Just kick the ball on the ground, man. That's all you have to do, man.
I was having a good day, Mark. Really.
Sorry.
That's all right. From your playing days to what you see now, what are some of the changes you like and maybe don't like in the sport of NFL?
Well, first of all, you know, you hate, you know, you don't, you never want to be one of those players that say when we played it was this way and that way. You know, I mean, I think the game is in really good hands as I look at quarterbacks and I look at various position players. I think it's when you look at the quarterbacks, you know, that are, you know, the guys that are actually passing the torch to guys that have, actually grabbed that torch and then have, you know, taken off like Mahomes and I call him my cousin sometimes, a guy in a quarterback in I say, we got to be related because he's an Allen, the quarterback in Buffalo. The league is certainly headed in the right direction. I mean, these have been, you know, fantastic players. I certainly like for them to get rid of the Pro Bowl. I mean, it's become rather kind of laughable, and that may be the only thing that I sort of disagree with, but I think the league's headed in the right direction, so. I know. we took a little more pride, and it wasn't about the, you know, the money. It was always about, you know, the AFC against the NFC and stuff. We wanted to obviously show that, you know, our conference is always better. Obviously, the Super Bowl, you know, determines that as well, too. But as players, we always want to determine on the Pro Bowl level that our conference is better than their conference and stuff. And as of today, it just doesn't appear like they really even care about that. It's just sort of going through the motions. And I don't think they're sort of paying homage to the guys that, you know, or respecting the game as well as they should have, so, or should be, rather. So.
It looks like that'd be it, but let me ask you one more question, Marcus.
Sure.
Oh, you got one? Go ahead.
Your thoughts, Marcus, on the Raiders in Vegas overall, generally on that. I know you've been asked about it quite a few times, but new coach, new general manager with the Raiders, and your thoughts on that if you've looked into it.
Well, I honestly, I got a chance to meet Rich last year. Got a chance to talk to him, and I really thought that, you know, considering everything, I thought he did a fantastic job, but the Raiders felt, you know, they wanted to go in another direction, and I think they have a young, dynamic coach that's been around, has tremendous amount of experience, knows what it takes to win. And so the Raiders are close, you know, and, you know, I know for them that's not good enough, and I think for the fans that's not good enough, but they're certainly headed in the right direction, I think. They're young, and I think they're dynamic, and I think they're going to, you know, if they put a few more pieces together and they become a little better defensively, I think they can be a force to be reckoned with. They have an offense that's pretty darn good. They could put points on the board, but defensively they certainly have to get better at stopping people. But again, I think the Raiders are a team to be reckoned with. Again, I mean, when you look at all the things that transpired last year, for that team, you know, they showed a lot of character, and they played with a lot of passion, and they came out and really, I think, you know, played the game at a very, very high level. They just got to, obviously, again, defensively, I think just got to, you know, be able to stop people, you know, three and out, three and out, three and out. You can't give teams, you know, opportunities to continue to convert on third downs, and because when they do that, they're going to put points on the board. So, and even though you put up 30, you can't give up 34. You know what I mean? So that's not a good formula for winning. But I think again, the team is headed in the right direction. They're exciting to watch. They got some great young players, and I think the coach is going to utilize their talent. I think he's going to spread the ball around. I think he's going to run the ball. And again, I think defensively, we just got to stop people. I think that's going to be the key for this team. Defense. Defense wins championships, guys. Come on. We get all the glory. Offensive players, right? We get all the glory, but we don't. You know, the defense wins championships. It's always the bottom line. Defense.
One more over here on the side.
Sure.
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that.
Hey, Jerry.
It's going to be a fun one. Do you have what's the fastest you've ever gone? What kind of cars do you have? What's the most memorable car that you have? That, you know, as far as you know, we're all about speed over here, man.
When I was young, listen here, you can't say that, man. You know. No, you can't. You can't say when you were young, man. We've all challenged the speed limit. I mean, let's just say that, okay? I think that's the best way of putting it, right? And I'm going to leave it at that. I've never gone this fast. I'll just say that. But, you know, when you're young, you know.
The statute of limitations is
according to you. Which jurisdiction am I in? Am I in your jurisdiction or what? I'm fine. But... Hey, who asked you, Michael? That's my little brother. He's trying to get me in trouble, right? So
that's what little brothers are all about. Right?
I know. What are you? Whose side are you on, dude? Come on. Obviously, I'm adept at avoiding the question like I did tacklers, Michael, so stop. All right.
Well, with that, we'll let you off the hook. We appreciate you being out here. Enjoy your time out there. And get to say those four famous words. So thanks a lot for coming, and we'll see you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Guys, thank you very much.